When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president at Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. And our show is a show where we talk about retirement planning. Eric has done this for years and years and years. Shall I keep going? Years and years and years. And he is here to guide you to have a remarkable retirement. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today, we're going to talk about how most Americans are failing. They're getting a failing grade when it comes to retirement literacy. Here's the number you need to know for today's show, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. You're going to hear Eric talk about his blueprint to worry-less wealth also. And getting this blueprint could help you with your retirement planning. This is complimentary, something that Eric offers retirees. So again, reach out to us, 800-454-1184, to get on Eric's calendar. Or you can always go to the website, which is wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, a big hello to you.
Hey, Luann, it's great to be here and talking about what people really need to know, which is getting educated, getting information on money. I mean, it is such a critical thing. It affects every aspect of your life, and it's amazing how uneducated we are about it.
Right, it really is. And I know you're someone who's big on education. You have lots of education backing up what you do as a financial advisor. You have all kinds of licenses and everything. So I'm assuming that when you were in school, good grades were pretty important to you.
Yeah, I mean, I always expected to get good grades. It wasn't something that I ever thought about. You just did it. Usually in the honors classes and all that other type of stuff. And you know, one of the things that blew me away is, you know, in hindsight, I had, it might have been 2 days, but I remember one day talking about you know, checking accounts and something, and we may have talked one more day about loans or something, but that was it.
I know.
And I mean, think about how many days of school you had. I mean, if you're going K through 12, right, 13 years, you know, I actually, you know, even I got a finance degree. You know how many classes in personal finance I had to take? Zero. Even for a finance degree. There was one personal finance elective, which in hindsight probably should have taken since that's what industry I'm in now. But yeah, most of the finance is really all talking mostly about corporate. I mean, there is stuff on econ and stuff, and economics is definitely very personal finance related. So it's not that I didn't have any training in that, but yeah, it's still amazing that just the simple basic thing that we're all focused on is, you know, trying to get, you know, all the news is telling, you know, people about how well they're employed or how many people have jobs and blah, blah, blah. What about, what do you do with the check once you get it? What do you do with, how do you put save money in savings or in 401ks, IRAs, you know, all this stuff? Why is that not a huge thing? Because you know how many financial problems and how many society problems would be fixed by just educating people first about money, and then that way they don't get in trouble.
Right. Isn't that true in marriages too, right? Number one reason for a marriage failing is financial.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's amazing how many different things that percolates through. And so it's something that people really need to be always striving to do, because obviously it's also something that changes too over time.
Right. And so it is. It amazes me that we don't have as much, even in high school, you know, for everybody in high school, we should have something like that. So anyway, because of all of this, what you're talking about, Americans do get a failing grade when it comes to retirement literacy. And that's what our show is all about. They're saying that females, about 89% of them, flunked a 38-question quiz. Men failed the quiz about 72% of them. But it's really funny. There's a huge gap there with the people are lacking in the literacy when it comes to retirement. What topics do you find most people are struggling with when you're helping them with retirement?
Well, it's all over the place. I mean, most people know nowadays, or at least the clients I'm talking to who are older typically, and they're closer to retirement. And most of them know the basics on, you know, 401ks and IRAs, but sometimes they're shocked at how much tax they're going to owe. They don't really necessarily always know, you know, how to figure out how money's going to last, how the money's going to come from, you know, all sorts of things. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the critical things. And we've actually started, I think it's 12 years ago now, maybe. I started the Financial Knowledge Institute. And the Financial Knowledge Institute does a lot of talks at companies. We did a lot of community center stuff. Obviously, with COVID, all that had to stop, unfortunately. Yeah. So we haven't been doing as much, although we did do some outreach work with some single parent group, when the crisis first hit. And so that's one of the things that we've been able to do, is at least do some outreach of, you know, how to help people and just give them some basic pointers, and just how do you put some money away? How do you put some money in savings? You know, how do you get all those things going? And once you know some of these things, it's a lot of it's pretty easy. It's just, it's kind of like dieting and exercise, right? The way is to lose weight and be healthy. You know, you just got to do it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, all of it takes time and takes effort, and no different than, you know, losing weight and being healthy. Financial matters are just the same. It takes time. But if you don't do any of those things, then you end up being in a world of hurt and being very messed up, same often with your health, right? So same way.
Well, it's interesting in the study that they did, American College of Financial Services, about retirement literacy. So, Eric, I got to tell you this. More women are serving as their household's chief financial officer, which I think we know that. We talk about that a lot. They do all the daily and monthly bills, but they need help with their retirement readiness, according to this study we're talking about today, the American College of Financial Services. So what's the difference between managing your monthly household budget and having an income strategy for retirement?
Yeah, I mean, it's similar, but very different, right? So, you know, having that paycheck in retirement is a critical thing. And where's that money going to come from? When you're working, it's just, okay, how much can you pay, you know, your bills, and how much can you spend, and, you know, all those kind of issues, right? So what we're really talking about in retirement is the same kind of thing, but more importantly, where's the income source? Usually when you're working, it's pretty easy. It's the paycheck. Well, when you're retired, you have to figure out where the paycheck comes from, right? So you don't get a paycheck from one source. You get Social Security, you get retirement, you know, savings withdrawals, you get money you've saved up, all those things. And you have to create that lifetime income. And, you know, so one of the things we've set up here is actually a free report that will ask that question, will your money last as long as you do? And it'll actually help you figure out that option. So, you know, if that's something you want to get a copy of, it's just something we can, you know, text you the download for the link for that. All you have to do is text the word money. So the one word that everybody knows, money, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. So if you text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and download it there.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric, we often talk about conversations you have with couples and a surviving spouse, but single people have some additional challenges as well because it's all on them. What are some factors that single people need to consider for retirement planning?
Yeah, exactly what you said there is it's all on them. You know, there's no other income. There's no, you know, obviously making sure your money lasts is a really critical thing since it's just you. Now, in some ways, some things are a little bit easier because they don't have to worry about the surviving spouse or, you know, the other person, right? So they can actually spend a little bit more money. And, you know, just making sure that there is somebody, a family member, or somebody there to help them out in case things go south, and especially health-wise. So you need to have that income plan that says, well, how is your money going to last? Will it last the rest of your life? You need that investment plan to see how much risk are you're taking today, and is that too much or too little? At least you'll know before things go bad. Look at the tax situation. How can you pay the least taxes over your lifetime, not just 1 year? Look at the healthcare issues and legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we want to create for you. This blueprint will let you worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Or you can book a meeting online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. And you know, Eric is an author. He wrote the book, Worry Less Wealth. And he wrote that book to open up our eyes to all things we need to be paying attention to have a remarkable retirement. I think we all dream of retirement. And Eric helps people retire every day. You can go to his website, request this book online at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com, or you can call him to request it, 800-454-1184. So Eric, in the past, we've talked about baby boomers retiring every single day in droves of 10,000. By 2030, all these people, all baby boomers, will be 65 years old. Up to bat for retirement will be the Generation X. Can you believe that?
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Times are changing. So that's going to definitely make some shifts in the, you know, economics and so forth.
Yeah. But all right, we're going to talk about Gen X in just a little bit. But I do want to talk about the baby boomers that are retiring. And even thanks to the pandemic in 2020, numbers have picked up even more. So when you have that many people leaving the workforce at one time, what do you say could be the potential impact on the economy? Anything?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a lot of things, obviously. Retirement stuff, destinations, adventures, all travel and stuff, which got slowed down by pandemic, but should be rapidly speeding up here in the future for some time because of all these baby boomers want to go do that bucket list stuff, right? They want to go check off all those items. And so, you know, when they do that, they're spending money and that's going to be good for the economy. Now, of course, they're not going to be making the money. And so hopefully there's enough people behind them to help out. And then there will be a much bigger drawdown on the stock market because a lot of those people, as they get older, they want to have less risk, more guaranteed income. And so there's going to be less of a buying demand on the stock market from all those people that, especially once you're 50 and up, those are the people that are really socking away usually the most money because they realize they didn't do enough early on.
Yeah.
And so then plus just legally with 401k, you can do, you know, you have that catch up provision where you can do $6,500 more. So, you know, there's a lot more money going into the market. And if those people all retire and start sucking the money back out of the stock market, yeah, that can definitely going to have an effect. And of course, healthcare is going to be another big effect. A lot of those people are going to need home health care and other issues. And there's going to be a big strain on that because I don't think we've really built up enough infrastructure for all that. So, yeah, there's definitely going to be some changing demographics going forward.
So get this. The first Gen Xers are in their mid-50s now. I'm shocked, actually. I can't believe that. But what would you want to say to help those people make the most out of these next 10 to 15 years, Eric?
Well, since I'm kind of one of them, I'm not the mid part of the 50s, but early part, you know, so yeah, I mean, this is the time to be really, you know, like I said, putting the money away, putting it away right. I mean, right now we all realize that, you know, Congress we've had tax bills that have been passed that had no way to pay for themselves, so they have to expire. We've had all sorts of, you know, giveaways and handouts from the government to get us through the pandemic. And nobody's really talking about how to pay our bills back. And the only way the government pays their bills back is by taxes, right? So if the tax revenues don't go up, then tax rates go up. And so more and more, I would say, be looking at tax-free investing, tax-efficient, other options. I mean, you obviously can do Roth stuff. You can do after-tax 401k, convert to a Roth if you have that option. You can even do specially designed stuff with smart life insurance designs. But you got to watch out in that area because there's people talking about laser funds and other dorky names of stuff that's that really should not be used. And, you know, really, I just like to call it what it is and say what the tool actually is. But it can be a great tool also to have some tax-free money. So I think everything, not only should you be, if you're in your 50s and up, saving a lot more, but you also should be way more tax efficient, because odds are you already have a big old pile of money that's already going to be taxed. And when you hit retirement, it's going to be even bigger by the time you get there. So you're going to have some tax headaches. So don't add fuel to the fire.
Right, right. The question always comes up about, you know, Social Security going to be there. Do you think Gen X can count on that? You guys going to be able to count on that, Eric? Or is that conversation totally different?
Well, it's still, you know, a very big unknown, right? Because if you go on their website, they always, you know, tell you that, hey, you know, whatever year, it changes a little bit year to year, but roughly, yeah, somewhere in the 2035 range typically is where it falls. And usually it's, well, we could pay about 80% of our bills. It's like calling your mortgage company, say, oh, I'm just going to pay 80% of my mortgage. It's like, no, they're not going to let you do that. And so, yeah, that's the tough part is you should be able to count on something, but of course it's getting taxed away also. So you get that money and then you pay tax on it. There's going to probably be something there always, right? Because it's something we all paid into. It's going to probably have to change a little bit again. And so, yeah, you got to take the action. You got to do stuff and you got to make sure, you know, that money's going to last for the rest of your life. And, you know, how can you do that? Well, one of the things that we have here at Heckman Financial is we actually have a great report that you can download. All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can just download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for listening. Glad you joined us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And Eric, if someone's in their 40s now, and I know they have a lot of time now before retirement, but what would you say that they should be doing right now?
No different than every other person, right? Just
same.
Save, right? I mean, I've actually run into a lot of people who, you know, they're in their 30s and they say, hey, I want to be done by, you know, 50 years.
Yeah.
55 or even 45. And so just because you're young doesn't mean you may not, you know, you may not be as far as close to retirement. It's just, how are you saving the money? What are you doing? There's some kind of always truths, right? So if you're saving 15 to 20% of your pay, and some of that can be short term, you know, just for emergency money, some of that should be kind of medium term for the next big goal of, you know, whatever you're going to buy in 3 to 5 years. And, but a lot of that should be long term. And, you know, so if you're putting that money away, I don't care if you're in your 20s or 50s, you know, you're going to do very well. And if your goal is to retire earlier, then you may need even be putting more away. I mean, I met with one couple that, I mean, they were saving, I think, just about 50% of their income. But ironically, of course, they were thinking about buying a house. And once we did the math on that, I'm like, yeah, you're going to be down to about, you know, 15, 20% of your income that you're going to be able to save. And they wanted to retire, you know, super young, like 45 or something. And so it could be done. But if you're going to spend a ton on the house, and depending on how that goes, right, it may not totally work. But as long as you're putting that money away, you're going to be able to save, probably retire earlier. There's no doubt about it. Everybody I've met with ever, the ones who save more, save big money early on, have done better. So, yeah, just putting that money away and being tax smart and doing a lot more Roth, other things, you know, that's going to be payoff in big terms in the end.
Right. That's awesome. The funny thing is, so many people are wanting to retire so young. I mean, everybody who is in their 20s that I know of, because, you know, my kids are that age, they're all saying, I want to be retired by 50. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of years to be retired. So I do hope they're saving. But getting back to the Gen Xers who are in their 50s, you know, you mentioned being tax efficient. So again, the Gen Xers are in their 50s now. You are one of them, Eric. So retirement is getting so much closer. I want you to dive in a little bit deeper about what they need to be thinking about doing to get ready for retirement.
Well, obviously, we've been talking a lot about taxes and saving, you know, trying to be more tax-free. The other big one would be, how do you have some lifetime income? It may sound early, but there's a lot of great products out there that if you have a 10-year runway, as I like to call it, you know, time to speed up, you can have some great lifetime income that's increasing. And, you know, it can be a really great thing for you to have that, because if you get some Social Security, you get some other lifetime income, you know, then you don't have to worry about your portfolio as much. But if you wait till you're like 1, 2, 3 years from retirement, which is what happens a lot of times when people are talking to me, you know, it's just, you know, the runway space is too small and it gets harder to do. So, yeah, that'd be one of the things I'd be looking at. And again, you got to look at having a holistic plan. You want to look at everything together. And that's why we built the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. We want you to worry less about your retirement and your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So you got to have that income plan, the income for life. How long is that money going to last? That's what we do with here with the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. There's no cost right now, no fee that we're charging. We'll have a first talk on the phone, find out what's going on, have that second meeting, either Zoom or in person, and go over how you're headed, where you're going, and tell you what's good and what's bad. And then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, if you want to really help yourself, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, just leave us a message, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We're talking about Gen Xers, and those people are now in their mid-50s right now, believe it or not, and they're not retiring in droves yet, probably, but they're worried that they might not be ready for retirement, kind of like Bobby and I were, Eric, when we were in our 50s. So we don't talk a whole lot about Gen Xers on our show, but I think we're going to here soon because, you know, they're the people who are coming up on retirement. These people have more than 10 years until retirement. What should their priorities be right now in terms of saving?
Well, of course, just putting that money away, right? Figuring out how to get every dime they can in there. Obviously, like myself, figure out how to survive tuition payments for right, for college costs. I'm done with one son, got one in, and then one more to go.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so that's one thing that definitely for a lot of people in that age group is going to be a money drain as you're trying to also save for the future, right? So, you know, being smart about that and taking smart actions. So a lot of times a little too late for you to be doing 529 plans and all that if you're already, you know, in the middle of the cost. But, you know, figure out what's the best way to fund them, pay for them, those types of things. But yeah, you know, really, it always comes down to always the same thing. Are you saving 15 or 20%? Are you socking that money away? Is it going to be tax efficient? Do you have some, you know, the three types of money? I mean, the three types of money are I think, one of the pieces that people totally miss. And that's foundational money, steady income money, and market funds. So your 401k has one choice in it, only one choice. It's all market. Stocks, bonds, you know, different types of markets, but it's all stocks and bond markets. So it's all risk money. In terms of your IRAs or your regular dollars, you've got a lot more options. And that's where you can have some foundational money, some stuff that's guaranteed to not lose money. Stuff right now that's probably paying around 3 to 7 on average, hopefully kind of averaging, you know, at least 5 to 6 long term. And then you have that steady income money. This is stuff that pays really high dividends, high income. Even if you don't need the income, you can obviously reinvest the income in the market or someplace else if you want. But this is stuff that's lower volatility. So typically stuff like real estate or credit funds, other things. And these are typically paying right now about 5 to 7%. And then, of course, got some growth on top of that. So, you know, having those other two pots of money and not having 100% in the market, it's going to be really great for you in those times when the market tanks. Because then you have those other areas that you can run to and if you need them. But if it's 100% in the market and the market goes, 100% of your money drops. And so that's what we don't want to have happen, right?
Right. So if you do have the responsibilities, let's say, of, you know, taking care of your kids, but then also maybe having to take care of your parents, you know, sometimes we turn into the caregiver. Talk about how that can potentially impact your own well-being in the future, Eric.
Well, I mean, there's two things. One conference I went to now several years ago, I was down in San Diego, and they actually had a, I think it was UC San Diego, not San Diego State, but they had these people come in, and they had actually measured physiologically, and they could see the effects of caregiving. Literally, if people who were caregivers, it actually took a physical effect. And so that's one thing to be watching for. And then, of course, the other one is the financial effect. Mm-hmm. I had a client right after their youngest daughter graduated from high school was also calling me up, asking me for advice. And they live in another part of the country now, but he was asking me advice on their dad who still lives here in California, and he was needing care. And so, yeah, it is definitely the sandwich generation, right? I had graduation in 1 week and trying to find a specialized care for your father, right? So, and that's one of those things that definitely is going to be more and more prevalent going forward. And, there is some stuff you want to do and stuff you don't want to do. I mean, lots of times, like brother was initially saying, hey, let's just start giving them some money. We'll put it in their bank account. It's like, no. There's a lot of things that you can do in terms of getting some government help and assistance and other things that you would not be able to get if you give them money directly and stuff. So there, you definitely want to have some good advice when those kind of things happen. Years and years ago, I had somebody who was doing a lot of community outreach with, and we were in lots of different groups together. She had to take care of both her parents. They both needed care at the same time. She was in sales. And guess what? She had almost no energy to do sales anymore. And she was mostly commission-based, did like office products and stuff. And so her business was down a bunch. She made a lot less money. She couldn't put money into retirement plans then. And so helping her parents for 5 years as they spent down everything and had almost nothing left to give her after they passed away, she lost a ton of time because not only did she not make money, but she wasn't saving money. And so then, that's kind of like a double whammy, right? So you have to be super careful about, how much you can help somebody. And sometimes you have to just say, hey, let some of the government, fail-safe programs help out or other things. But you don't want to jeopardize your entire financial future just helping them. So it's a tough spot to be for sure.
Yeah, it really is. Eric, your blueprint to worryless wealth covers so many things. How do you help people with this issue right here of healthcare?
Yeah, well, the blueprint to worryless wealth, I mean, it's where we want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. There's five areas. Obviously, you have to have income. So we have an income extension program, the income extender. We talk about investment optimizer. How do you make sure those are in the right spots? Tax minimizer for the rest of your life, not just one part of time. And then that healthcare navigator, how do you go through all these stuff like Medicare and long-term care, home health care, all those types of issues and have the money there? And then legacy template, who's going to get your money when you're gone? So, those are the five areas of the blueprint. Something that you really, really got to look at and make sure you have set up right and ahead of time, not like I need this stuff for yesterday, right? that doesn't work that way. And so, that's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financial. We first set up just a quick phone call, find out what your issues, what your worries are, and then we'll set up another time to talk, go over your actual blueprint, tell you where you're headed, go look at these five areas. And then it's up to you if you want to have us help you with it or if you want to take care of it on your own. But again, right now we're waiving that planning fee of $1,500. So, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't forget, you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth, complimentary on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. So the good news for Gen Xers that we've been talking about today is even if they're stressed about retirement, they have time on their side to keep saving. So I want to talk about what they need to be thinking about, Eric, to make the transition smooth as they head into retirement.
Yeah, well, I mean, mostly it's, of course, just having that plan, right? I mean, if you're just driving down the road and you have no idea where you're going, you'll get someplace, Right.
Yeah, but so, where, right?
But where, who knows? And it may be an interesting thing to do once or twice, but right. I wouldn't keep going that way. So, yeah, really what you need to do is you need to have that income plan set up. You know, you need to know where those investments are. How are they starting to transition to some more foundational and steady income monies, not just market monies? Do you have that, you know, that income kind of feel for it now, not just accumulation, because you need all that planning done? You know, those are the things that I think a lot of people, you know, aren't really just really thinking about, right? They just say, hey, retirement someplace down the road, retire, you know, but hold it. How do I get, I used to get a paycheck. How do I get one now? Well, one of the hardest things to do is, you know, figure out, okay, if I've got all this money, I've got all these things here, where does that big check come from? Well, it's not a big check anymore. It's lots of little checks. So, you know, that's the big thing that you have to do. So one of the things that we can kind of make sure you have, if you want to get a copy of it, is, you know, making sure that you, you know, make sure that money lasts as long as you do. So there's a report called Money. Easy enough, right? All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So, in the world of finance, there are things that can positively impact one set of people while negatively impacting another set of people. You know, there's someone benefiting from credit card debt, right? Or let's say higher taxes or higher interest rates. But then there's also someone who could be hurt by those same things. So, Eric, let's start with an example from the lending world. Credit card debt keeps falling. It's great news for everyone, but not good news for the credit card companies, right?
No, definitely not as good for them, but, you know, who cares, right?
That's what I say. So, who cares?
Yeah. So, no, I mean, it's great when people do start saving more and start putting things away. I mean, the sad part is, you know, credit card debt's still huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still in the trillions and such. And, you know, there's still people with large balances on there. And, you know, they're almost, you know, predatory type of, you know, interest rates. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of them are around 20%. And, you know, even in worlds where, you know, 2 to 4% mortgages exist, I mean, why aren't those, you know, somewhat more related
True.
Know, in terms of rates? And, mm-hmm. You know, that's one of those things that, you know, interest rates dropped really fast on savings, dropped fast on mortgage and everything else, but you did not see credit cards dropping much. And of course, nowadays, you pretty much can't live without having a credit card. I mean, you know, you can't fly because you can't buy anything with cash. And there's lots of places that are going cashless. And obviously, COVID sped that up. And so, you know, that's one of the things that you do have to have some credit card stuff. But, you know, there are some better ways to do that, which, you know, anytime, you know, you can try to just use, you know, more debit cards where it's just coming out of your, you know, checking account. Or if you are using that, you know, make sure you're paying that off. And you don't have to pay it once a month. I mean, you could actually go, you know, pay it every week, right? Look at how much you spent that week and, you know, electronically send in a payment. And there's ways to do that, to still get those points and those deals and all those, you know, other little tricks that you can get with all those credit cards. But yeah, especially, you know, talking about that, knowing how much you're spending, You know, those are kind of the, some of the biggest things. I mean, one of the solutions we've done for a long, long time is talk to people about this concept of a wealth coordination account. And what that is it's basically figuring out all your fixed costs, right? So fixed costs, of course, mortgage, rent, and car payments, stuff like that, but also stuff like, you know, maybe it's your, you know, your homeowners or renter's insurance where you pay once a year, or car insurance, or maybe you only pay every 6 months. So, you know, make all that stuff into a fixed monthly payment. And once you know that fixed number, then you can subtract that from your, you know, your take home pay. And then now you know what your rest of your paycheck looks like. And that's what you can spend the variable number on.
Mm.
And so if that variable number is, say, you know, whatever, $3,000, if all of a sudden you charge $4,000 on a credit card that month, hey, that's pretty easy to math. You spend more than you make, and you know you're going to have a balance to pay. So, yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes that may happen if you're having, like, you know, going on a trip or
right.
a vacation or something like that. But, you know, did you have that money pre kind of funded and such? So, you know, knowing that you're spending too much is probably the biggest issue. And lots of times, well, not lots of times, I would say 99% of everybody I meet is incorrect on how much they spend on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So just knowing anything in budget, just not little tiny things like how much am I going to spend on gas this month and all that, you know, I don't need people to go that super, you know, picky mm-hmm. level, but just in the gross numbers, fixed and variable, how much can I be spending? And once you know that, then things will get a lot better.
Yeah. I love how you do that. You address all those things when people are heading into retirement, don't you?
That's always critical for retirement.
Right. So we often hear, you know, low interest rates referred to as a double-edged sword because they're good news for borrowers, but bad news for savers. So, Eric, can you talk about that, how that works?
Most mortgage rates are tied to bond market. And so the bond market, if, you know, the federal government's got interest rates low and the bond market's low, then mortgages will be low. But that also is how banks make money. So that means your savings account is going to be low.
Yeah.
or zero, or, you know, something almost lower than zero if they hit you with a fee. Ran into somebody who had a old IRA. She was making $0.01 a month, and they were charging her a $40 annual fee.
Oh, dear.
I was like, wow, this account will be gone over, you know, it may take a long time, but company's making way more than she's ever going to make.
So she's making 12 cents and paying $40 a year.
Yeah, because she wasn't paying attention to the account.
Oh.
So yeah, you definitely need to be looking at what you're doing. And the hard part is, yeah, what do you do for savings, right? That you've got to use alternative means. And so actually, since the mid-2000s, when interest rates were first starting to drop, yeah, that's when we started using a lot of these guaranteed type of accounts from insurance companies saying, you know, because they've typically they're paying 1 or 2% higher than the banks, and they still are today. And then also there's some that are tied to the market indexes. And so they're not going to get you all that return. But really, if you're comparing that to a bond alternative, you know, if you're trying to outpace 1 to 3% in bonds, maybe, you know, those accounts should be doing 3 to 7%. So, yeah, there are some other options. But if you're just blindly doing one of those 20-30 funds or 20-40 funds or, you know, those types of things, you know, those have so much in stocks and so much in bonds, that bond part is going to be doing nothing for quite some time. And, you know, that's where you really need to have some better alternatives. And especially if you're getting close to retirement, you know, you'd ideally want stuff that doesn't drop also when things go bad. And so if you replace those bonds that don't make much money with something that makes more and has more protected downside, I don't know why you wouldn't do that. so that's what we've been doing for our clients for quite some time. So, you know, if you wanted to get a little bit more information on, you know, how to make sure that money lasts for the rest of your life, you know, and how to get a little bit more yield, you know, just text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, let's talk about taxes right now because we hear positive reports about tax revenues coming in at a higher level. So we know we're going to pay taxes for the rest of our life, Eric, but tell us about the impact taxes can have on our retirement savings, and it's so important to watch it.
Well, yeah, it's just like if you look at your Social Security check number, you know, okay, what's going to be mine, you know, say it's whatever, $2,500 a month. Oh, okay, so I get to keep $2,500 a month. What, hold it? No? 85% of that would be likely taxable. So, So if you're planning on your, what these checks will be, but you're not taking out the taxes, you know, that's just wrong. I mean, it's just like your paycheck, today, if you're working still, you're not spending your, your gross paycheck. You're only spending the net check that gets deposited in your checking account. So taxes have to be massively calculated into any sort of retirement because, most people have been funding 401ks and IRAs for their whole life, and they were under this myth that was really told to you by the financial industry that wanted to manage your 401k that, your taxes will be lower. So keep funding the 401k, taxes will be lower in retirement. And now everybody's finding taxes are actually higher in retirement. And let's all hope, I got three boys, let's all hope that your kids are no longer dependents when you retire. And so, all these write-offs go away. So your adjusted gross income could be one number, but your taxable income, the only one that you really care about, that's what you pay tax on, can be often almost the same or even higher in retirement because you don't have those write-offs. So, again, taxes are going to be a big thing. If your financial advisor is not talking to you about taxes or your tax person is not talking to you about how this is affecting your finance, oh my gosh, that is just so awful. I mean, I just think that's one of the worst things that can be happening today. So, that's why we have a lot of training in taxes. We help people with the taxes and their entire blueprint to worry less wealth, where we look at their income, their investment, their tax plan, their healthcare legacy plan, those five areas, and make sure that money's going to last for the rest of their life. Make sure they're going to pay the least taxes over their lifetime, and make sure they can be taken care of as they age. So, if that's something you want to take advantage of, there's no cost, no obligation. We're waiving the fee for radio listeners for doing the planning. So start off with a 15 to 30 minute phone call. We can find out what you're worried about. Just text the word visit and we'll get back to you with the link to set up a time at 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show every week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement. And we've come to the time in our show when Eric gives us an example of a wealth success story. And this is a really great lesson on how we can do things and how things work out for the best so we can learn from people. So Eric, tell us what you have today for your wealth success story.
Well, I mean, there's a few clients that all come to mind, kind of the same basis, but really, there's one that, he's working at Apple and, he realized the stock was doing crazy good, right? So one of those lucky people and being in the right place at the right time. But he also realized that this is all fake until it becomes real money, right? Mm. Until you actually sell it and it's someplace safe and guaranteed. And so, we've been selling off some and locking in some money where it's can't go down again. Some has a guaranteed income for life. We've been putting some stuff in, and I call those foundational assets. We've been putting some money in some steady income assets that have been paying out great income for them. So, if he wants to pull the trigger and retire anytime, he knows he can, regardless of the market money now. And yes, if he'd not done that, he may have had more money. But he also may have not, right? So the big thing is living that life knowing that you're good, you're done financially, That is such a critical thing. And a lot of times people just don't really understand it. The greed takes over and they want to just go for more and more and more until the whole thing blows up or goes bad really quickly. And then they're stressed out even worse, right? And they're stressed during the while it's going up and wondering if it's going to go down. Then when it goes down, it's really ugly. So he doesn't have any of those worries. He's set for life. He's going to be fine no matter what. And, you know, that's a great place to be. So, yeah. So if you got some good gains, you got some good winners there, take some money off the table. Make sure you lock it in. Make sure you know you've got that for the rest of your life and it can't go away. And that's a great feeling to have. You know, what's your concerns? What are your worries? You know, what are you trying to do? And so whether or not you're going to our nice office downtown San Jose or we're just going to do it on the phone, you know, really that's the biggest critical things is what are you worried about? And again, my whole process is trying to get people to worry less. And so the next meeting then would be we go through that blueprint to worry less wealth. We create that income plan. We show that to you on the computer, either online or, you know, in person. And that way you get to see, is your money going to last? If not, when's it going to run out? Is it 95 or 75? Because big difference between those two. So what kind of action should you be taking? And then how are you going to pay for healthcare? What are those plans? And then lastly, who's going to get your stuff? The legacy issues. And that is the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And again, with the radio listeners, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is set up a time, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks again.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.